The Secret Agent by Joseph Conrad. Copyright Hebling Languages, 2017. One, Mr. Verloc. When Mr. Verloc went out, he often left Stevie, his brother-in-law, to look after his shop, and his wife, Mrs. Verloc, to look after Stevie. The shop was small, and so was the house above it. It was like a square box in Brett Street. The shop window showed cheap, dusty items. The customers looked generally as if they didn't have much money. There was a bell above the door, and when it rang, Mr. Verloc came from the sitting room at the back of the shop. He was overweight, had dark hair, heavy eyelids, and an air of having spent the day, fully dressed, on an unmade bed. He then sold his customer some object at a price that was clearly too high. Sometimes it was Mrs. Verloc who appeared when the shop bell rang. Mrs. Winnie Verloc was a young, attractive woman who seemed very uninterested in the customers in the shop and the special visitors who went into the sitting room at the back. The door of the shop was the only entrance to the house. Winnie's mother also lived with them. She was a heavy woman with swollen legs that made her disabled, and she was a widow. In the past, she had a lodging house where Winnie helped her look after the lodgers, and that's where she met Mr. Verloc. He stayed there every time he returned from his frequent mysterious trips to Europe.